Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A key report on inflation delayed by the government shutdown is now out. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on the Consumer Price Index report.
The CPI for September showed inflation accelerating from the August reading, ticking up 3% year over year. While gasoline prices have been falling for the past few weeks, the Bureau of Labor Statistics says that was the largest factor in the monthly increase. While the Federal Reserve has set a 2% target for inflation, the Board of Governors is still expected to cut interest rates at its next meeting.
Social Security recipients will get a 2.8% increase in their checks based on those numbers. President Trump has abruptly canceled trade talks with America's second largest trading partner, Canada, after the province of Ontario put out an ad featuring Ronald Reagan radio address from 1987, where he talked about tariffs, how they're bad for American workers. New York Attorney General Letitia James in court today to face mortgage fraud charges brought by the Justice Department. This is ABC News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A dramatic hearing at the state capitol over investigations into teachers accused of misconduct.
We are asking the legislature
Wait a second here.
It all started with a story from the Cap Times last week, which said there were at least 200 investigations into Wisconsin teachers over a period of 5 years for grooming or sexual misconduct that were not made public. It detailed specific cases where school staff did not have their licenses revoked after accusations of inappropriate contact with students. State Superintendent Jill Underley wrote a letter demanding a correction, but also said the state needs to update its laws to make it easier for the DPI to investigate these cases. However, the DPI only has the ability to investigate public school teachers. Private school teachers are not required to be licensed in Wisconsin. The Assembly Committee on Government Operations, Accountability, and Transparency held a hearing Thursday asking for testimony from Underley. She chose not to come, which bristled members of the committee. Chair Amanda Nedweski.
Dr. Underley did not even call me. She did not send an email. She did not reach out in any way saying this date did not work for her.
In her place was Tom McCarthy, Deputy Superintendent of Operations. A huge part of this conversation was about grooming, a pattern of behavior that can look innocent. But the goal is to gain students' trust with that innocent-looking behavior in order to take advantage of that relationship. McCarthy and Nedweski.
We see cases where it is a clear boundary violation. Should not be texting that kid at that hour of the night, but they're texting that kid at that hour of the night about making sure they get to school. Is that grooming? Is that a standard that would trip grooming?
Does it fit the definition of immoral conduct?
I don't know.
This will not be the end of this story. We'll continue to follow developments. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th ranked Oregon Ducks. Tomorrow night, they kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Baseball. The Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change materially, honestly. I've never really been focused on titles at all, honestly. It's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership, family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, back down to around freezing. We'll drop to about 32 for a low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and just slightly warmer with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The John and Gordy Show.
The FCC Gestapo is coming out to take us away.
All right. All right. Coming in hot, huh?
I just don't want to go off on the deep end here. You know, I know I'm going to do it. I know it's going to happen. I'm just bottled everything up last night. Oh, man. You know, the family, I apologize.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8. On 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, no life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chris Mays of Clearly Confused Entertainment. And it's a Bar Band Friday night featuring Terry Barr's Max Inc. radio co-host, Rocker. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX. Talk radio that actually talks to you.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wiser.
Trump has received a lot of money for his ball doggle from groveling corporations like Amazon, Apple, Comcast, Google, Microsoft, T-Mobile, Meta Platforms, and Hard Rock International. Yes, the Hard Rock. So guests of the ballroom get to see all the great rock and roll presidential memorabilia like Bill Clinton's sax and Nixon's cone bra.
Ay, ay, ay. It's pathetic, all these companies lining up to kiss the ring and just to get government favors. It's like money laundering bribes right out in public. Unbelievable. So speaking of CBS and Stephen Colbert, who should have a job forever.
Bro, yeah.
This is what it's going to be. Barry Weiss's CBS, uh-huh. Right? Trump told CNN he's considering giving it into CBS since he feels that'd be fairer under new management. After 3 months after the $16 million settlement, I'm telling you, and you know Stephen Colbert, getting rid of Stephen Colbert was part of that. He blasted ABC News and George Stephanopoulos over that recent interview with J.D. Vance where George Stephanopoulos did, journalism, did some actual journalism. Yep. And didn't let J.D. Vance get away with his normal bull. He said, I didn't take questions from ABC fake news after what you did with Stephanopoulos to the vice president. I don't take questions from ABC fake news. Trump said he's going to sit down because CBS is fairer now, meaning more right wing.
Did you see who Barry Weiss wants to get to anchor the CBS Evening News?
Am I ready for this on a fragile Friday for Mama?
Brett Baer.
Oh, for God's sakes.
That news broke this morning. I think I put it in front of you, but it's Barry.
I sometimes ignore things you say to me on Friday. It's enough. You know, it's like a full glass bowl, and I'm like, don't do the last drop. What did I say? Don't put the last drop.
I think Fox will
fight. No, I don't like Brit Hume. Do we have our Brit Hume?
Oh, Brit, yeah, there's a
Brit are they
Hume
gonna,
thing.
In boy, remember how they used to have to put a clothespin on the back of his neck to get all those? Because he looks a little, I think he's got Sharpay in his family.
He does.
Yeah.
So they have to put a clothespin on the back of his neck.
So you could understand what he says.
Hume flummoxed?
Yes.
H-U-M-E? Well,
this was actual Brit Hume audio we got a long time ago where this is not edited in any way. Where you can understand a word he's saying. Yeah.
It's not familiar.
And now that he's several years older than that, I'm sure that'll be a really coherent take.
I think there's Hume say what in there, too.
Yeah. Oh, there is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Here we go. Yeah.
Stan, not all journalists are bad. You like Brit Hume, don't you?
You know damn well I like Brit Hume.
And now the most riveting 2 minutes in television.
And they're not.
And he's. And, and he's.
I'm
and
so she,
that funky stuff.
Did she really miss? She not, what did she do to me? That funky stuff.
Okay. Oh, you know what would be worth it, though? What? Brit Hume interviewing Melania.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God.
But do you have the Brit Hume by itself? That'd be good, right?
Just flummoxed.
After Trump said yesterday he couldn't understand the French reporter. That'll be a compelling interview. Great human.
Be best.
Be best, Stephanie.
She would have to resilience to get through the British room. Okay.
Be best.
Be best.
What is the... I don't... Okay. I know there's so much cognitive dissonance, but what does the whole speak American, speak English crowd think of...
Be best.
She's white, so they don't think about her.
I'm going to see if I can find it, if we can find it. She just gave a speech. I could not, I seriously, even with a UN headset, I could not figure out what she was saying.
She's white.
She's white, and they're like, she's all woman. She's all woman.
She's white and she's hot.
Yeah, well, Merry Christmas. I'm telling you, she is responsible for the demolition of the... She was in that to that backhoe like Fred Flintstone. She was the one doing it, so she didn't have to decorate for Christmas because she hates the... I hate the Christmas. The Christmas. I don't want to have to do the Christmas and all these things. Why do I have to do it?
Chris and I were talking about this before the show, but I'm like, are they going to do the Halloween thing this year where all the kids come
Her
to the
Christmas
White House?
Looked like Halloween. It was all creepy. Remember the poison trees? Yeah. And
they're doing anything to get out of having children there.
Yeah, they hate kids.
Because they hate it.
Because children hate him. Well. Remember how much children loved Obama?
I know.
Did you see the picture of Obama running down the colonnade with Bo, his first dog?
Yeah. The colonnade that's not there anymore?
It's all gone. It's all gone. Okay. Chris, who said there are no approved plans to rebuild, no permits, no signs of weatherproofing for a construction project that began just before winter, no indication that the history paintings or artifacts in the East Wing were preserved. There is only the destruction of the people's house. Who said that?
Mr. Slate.
No, that is Heather Cox Richardson, our friend. That was one of my favorite protest signs. They said, I'll stop protesting when Heather Cox Richardson says we're fine. She's our barometer. She's our warning sign. John Corbett says Trump imposed a 50% tariff on Brazil for prosecuting a politician who tried to overthrow an election. He cut off all funds to Colombia after its president criticized America for murdering people in international waters, and now Trump says he's cutting off trade talks with Canada after it aired an ad quoting Ronald Reagan verbatim on tariffs, which he called fake. Okay. Tom in Rockville. Hey, Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First time, very long time.
Oh.
Anyway, I have two words for you. It's very important.
Yes.
Epstein Ballroom. It's not the Trump Ballroom or the White House Ballroom. It must always be referred to as the Epstein Ballroom. Hal Sparks is on board with this.
All right.
Hashtag Epstein Ballroom.
If Hal
We've all
Sparks...
got to use that term.
All right, let's do it. If Hal Sparks says to, I'm down with it. It's Sexy Liberal Friday. With John Fugel saying, and by the way, when a couple weeks ago to Frangela that they live golf, the Saudis called and offered a Sexy Liberal a spot, and they said no, but someone had better watch Hal. That was funny. That was funny. Hal's a bit of a mercenary streak.
Uh-huh.
That's why we love him. Goes rogue once in a while. Okay, speaking of our comedians, who said, FYI, there were no children's hospitals when I was a kid because kids weren't sick?
Oh,
my God. That would be Rob Schneider. Did I call him a comedian? I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, my God.
Kobe says maggots are the dumbest people on the planet. Oh, my God. Yeah, kids were never, they never died of, preventable diseases, Chris.
Right.
Not sure if you're aware of that. Oh, I believe, hang on, he got a community note. Hold, please. Oh,
okay.
Talk amongst yourselves. Yes, the first children's hospital in the U.S. was in 1855 and earlier in other parts of the world. But other than that, he's absolutely. You know, he was on this show once during that dark period of the show when you abandoned me, to which we never refer. Okay.
The 3 years I worked in Palm Springs?
Yes. The time that shall go unnamed. Yeah, I didn't know he was right wing. That was a bit of a surprise. Okay. Right. Keith Boykin, this is on Trump opens pristine Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling. Keith says he's destroying the White House, he's destroying democracy, and he's destroying the planet. Generations of future inhabitants will curse the selfishness of these simple-minded humans of 2025 who allowed this to happen. Oh, my God. I'll say. boy, oh boy. Yep. Hang on. Hold, please.
Oh, okay.
Hold, please. Oh, all right. I'll get to that. Katie in, in the front lines of the occupation of Chicago.
Okay.
The war-torn Chicago, Illinois. Hello, Katie. Hi, Kate.
Hi there. I am literally calling from the so-called front lines of Chicago, and I'm asking for Steph has help.
Uh-oh.
I'm literally taking shifts sitting outside the local elementary school because of this new Freaky Friday program where they're grabbing kids on their way to and from school and then making them switch for their parents.
Oh.
Aye.
All we need are people standing out there with their phone and a whistle. I'm sorry, I'm very nervous.
Oh, that's okay, honey.
But you can do it. We can be heroes like David Bowie.
Yeah.
We can be heroes.
I know.
Just for one day.
Kate, good for you, and I understand your emotion. We are the ones we're waiting for, so good for you. You know, Mike Nellis has been doing that in Chicago, doing pickups of kids in any way you can help. So thank you. You are a hero of democracy.
Yes.
It's scary. Everybody's scared. Yeah. I understand the emotion in her voice. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's what I was looking for. October 2024, I will vote for Donald Trump. October 2025, why is Trump doing all the things that Kamala Harris said he would do? So many leopards, so little faces, right? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Also, Miles Taylor, our friend, said Trump railed against leaks by past officials, even indicting ex-FBI Director Comey, partly because of quote-unquote leaks about his investigations.
Oh.
Yet Trump's own prosecutors are now leaking in real time to shape the headlines of their revenge trials. The hypocrisy is breathtaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll talk to Joyce Vance about all of this on Monday after whatever happens with Letitia James today.
That's right.
And on and on. Oh, yes, cue the leopards, please. Why not? Yeah.
Never thought bonded over bigotry, but they weren't supposed to turn on me. No, I never thought
the lepers would eat my face.
Covey says, very much looking forward to seeing Jim Jordan, a man who could not pass the bar, questioned Jack Smith, a former top war crime prosecutor at The Hague. Yeah, I'm. That's why that'll never happen, right? Why are you staring at me? What's happening?
No.
Oh.
I'm listening to you.
Oh, okay.
You're telling a story.
Wow. You don't ever seem that interested in what I have to say. Fine. Okay. I thought I had lured you into a trance. The federal prosecutor in charge of investigating whether Senator Adam Schiff should be charged with mortgage fraud has told her bosses in Washington she did not think the case was strong enough to move forward. Has she been fired yet? Do we have the...
Not yet.
Because you know that's next.
TikTok.
Right? Apparently, what's his name? Who's the corrupt January 6th terrorist defender? Ed Martin, who couldn't get appointed. Apparently, he hasn't. He's still trying to... there is no there. The whole, can I just say, since my dad was in Congress and, you know, way before I was born... Whenever I said, you always have two residences. A residence where you're in your district, and one in Washington.
Unless
where you work.
Unless you represent like Maryland or Virginia or something, you know, then you can live D.C. But
but that's like one
exactly.
state representative.
Yeah. Well, Biden famously didn't have a house in D.C. He commuted.
He was Amtrak Joe.
Yeah, to Delaware.
Nicole in Canada. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, how is everybody today?
Oh, you know, what could possibly be wrong? Just kidding.
And I have to say hi, of course, to Chris and, of course, to Lonnie and Bella with a Z. Sorry, we're Canadian. We say Z.
Yes. Yeah. So is the band ZZ Top?
No, we do call it ZZ Top.
Okay.
But sometimes every once in a while I will be in a whatever and say ZZ.
Okay. I've always wanted to know that.
That's funny.
That's a really good question, actually.
Yeah, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have to say, it's so much fun living above a meth lab.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
It's true.
Uh-huh.
My
true.
God, I just watching what's going on down there, and you've got your ambassador here giving us grief for not wanting to travel to the States. It's like, seriously?
Yeah. And right now, unfortunately, it's, you know, Canada versus U.S. in the World Series. And so.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Trump just blew up the trade war again.
Oh, my God. He's ready to have a fit over that one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Quoting Reagan's words exactly.
I'm going to win, but I'd love to see Toronto win it.
Boo.
Boo.
Boo you. Boo.
The Canadian team cannot win at America's favorite pastime.
Can we say one?
I watched every Toronto's Blue Jay game because they were playing the Mariners, and I was rooting for the Mariners. They played really good ball, However, Springer on the Toronto Blue Jays was on the Astros when they cheated. Uh-oh. So I would like to see him lose. I would like to see him lose.
Nicole, I speak for all of us when I say sorry, but
we need Carlos in on this conversation.
Yeah.
We do. Yes, we do.
I know Bella just supported the sport. Like, yeah. I was like, what's going on
I'm
over
impressed.
There?
She's an honorary lesbian. How about that, Bella?
She'd say honorary lesbian?
Anyways, wanted to say, listen, you know, we see what's going on down there.
Yeah.
All of us are just shaking our heads. I don't know what you guys can do, but you do have a lot of support of things up here, knowing it's not everybody.
Yeah.
In fact,
Thank
it's
you.
Not the majority. And we had the march up here as well. We have, you know, the No Kings March. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it, but I really wanted to get a chicken suit and be over in front of the embassy.
Well, you know what? This administration was made for the phrase, what's all that about? Do you guys say that every day in Canada? What's all this?
We just shake our heads, and it's like, what is going on? Like Chris said, I woke up this morning, put on my computer.
Yep.
The first thing is breaking news. I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
No, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
I am not surprised. But
we love
you. Guys have a great weekend. All right. Take care.
We don't blame Canada for anything.
You guys.
We
right.
love you. We don't blame Canada.
Look, I support the sports when it comes to baseball, specifically this World Series.
All right.
Blue Jays cannot win. They cannot.
But about everything else, we are sorry. Really, sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love everything about Canada, except the Toronto Blue Jays.
You love everything about Canada.
About Canada.
About.
But the Toronto Blue Jays.
All right.
Sorry.
All right. Wow. That was a little... You know, Bella has these frequent... You know, she's like a volcano that only erupts like when it's about Gal Gadot or... Something else. What else is she grouchy about?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. Taylor Swift. She's currently grouchy about it. And then I didn't know about the whole baseball eruption. But okay.
I'm all a big baseball fan. I love baseball.
All right, Mount St. Bella. Just settle down now before all the villagers die.
The Toronto Blue Jays have one more World Series than the Seattle Mariners, so there's that.
Well, that's why I wanted the Mariners. I've never been to the World Series. So I wanted them to win.
Don't get her started again. Okay, 21 It's after the hour. You've triggered the baby.
That's what we talk about before you get down here.
We do.
You two are so cute. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Vibrians. See, Bella, you can remain well-preserved even when you get to this Crypt Keeper age. Vibrance, my favorite thing ever, Chris. Vibrance Super C Serum. You think I'm saying it wrong because I say a lot of things wrong.
Uh-huh.
But it's not Vibrance. It vibes Brience. There's an extra syllable.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't believe there's an extra syllable.
Yes. It's I, as in I don't want to be an old crone. Ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot reducer, Super C Serum made with all the highest quality stuff, vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. Noticeable results. I mean, you can get a healthier complexion, minimize your wrinkles and age spots, all with by simplifying with just this one product. If you don't find it better than your current routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrience.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% and free shipping. That's VIBRIANS. Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
Buongiorno. I'm Fabio. And I'm very interested in
Stephanie Miller.
Hey, everybody. It's the sleep doctor, Dr. Greenberg. So excited to meet you. Why are you known as the sleep doctor?
I've treated over 10,000 patients for snoring and sleep apnea. It's my passion.
So tell us how Zepa is different from other, it's a mouthpiece, but it's so simple. Explain how it works.
The key that we have to look at is, why do you snore? You know, if we think of how does somebody snore, people think it's their nose, their mouth, their tongue. Bottom line is, it's the tongue. So you've got things like the CPAP machine that blows air so powerful down the throat, it moves the tongue out of the way. It's not oxygen, it's air. It's like sticking your hand out a car window. It's miles an hour. You know, there are other mouthpieces in the market. They all just bring the lower jaw forward. Well, if you're standing up, that's great. But the minute you put your head back, nothing's keeping your tongue from falling back. What we have here is this strap. It's a silicone strap that we call a seatbelt for the tongue. Basically,
it opens up your airway, basically, right?
Opens up your airway, keeps
so
the
simple.
Tongue from falling back.
You've also started a campaign near and dear to my heart for breast cancer research with Zepa. So it's the pink one. So talk about that for a sec.
We've all been affected by somebody with breast cancer. It just hits all of us so deeply.
Yeah.
Why is this still such an issue? Why are we still all losing our friends, or they're fighting for their lives with it? They're going through chemo, radiation, all these things. And it's something we need to just get rid of. We need to throw the money in there behind it and get cures.
Yep. And it basically moves your jaw forward, opens up your airway. Generally, in the first night, it stops snoring, which is just a miracle for a lot of people. Listen, go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards, because what's not happy about the whole thing? Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for Zepa.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's been great to be here.
Looking to strengthen the bond with your pup? Dane County Humane Society offers a variety of dog training classes led by certified trainers. Classes are designed to help you and your furry friend learn new skills, improve behavior, and deepen your connection. Whether your dog is a curious puppy, an independent teenager, or a lifelong learner, DCHS has the tools and expertise to help you set the stage for a successful year ahead. Visit giveshelter.org/dogtraining to register today.
Living in the shadow of the Capitol Dome means we take our democracy seriously. And our fun even more seriously. From State Street shenanigans to lakefront leisure, Madison marches to its own drum. And so does 92.7 WMDX. We are the soundtrack to your beautifully complicated Wisconsin life. Real news, great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our state's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
Stephanie Miller.
Been a real bad girl. We can make it better. And tell me, boy, now wouldn't that be sweet?
Okay, oh, sorry, I'm back. Ted Lieu says we are now in blue tsunami territory. Democrats lead generic congressional ballot 50% to 41%. That's what I'm talking about. Largest Democratic lead by Quinnipiac since September 2018. Christopher, who said, we just had a former governor say in his own words, the city has been getting screwed by the state. Who was leading the state? It was you.
Snap!
Melania Trump.
No, that's a bad guess. That was Zoran Mamdani.
Oh, okay.
I apparently pantsed Cuomo yet again. Yeah. That was a great line, I got to tell you. And he was talking about, you know, Cuomo said something about his lack of experience.
Uh-huh.
And he said, well, I think we've all experienced your experience.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and I said no. So anyway, very exciting. Chris, well, who said the ocean drugs and the sea drugs? Drugs by sea, they call it. That's almost down to nothing.
The Little Mermaid.
That was a good guess. Nemo would also have been good.
All right.
Dory would also have been good.
Sebastian
but no.
The crab.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that fixated on that of all the stuff Captain Crazy Pants said this week. They call motion drugs. No one in the world. And then apparently there's a different class of drugs that are sea drugs and ocean drugs. Those are two different kinds of drugs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Lucretia in Milwaukee. Hello, Lucretia.
Hi. Good morning, everyone. And just real quick, Bella, I agree to disagree. I know you have your situation with the Blue Jays. Mm-hmm. I'm out for vengeance because of our Brewers who always
Oh,
crap the bed in the poll season.
I know.
I want the Dodgers to lose.
I know.
Go Dodgers. Go Doyers.
Los Doyers.
How dare you, Chris is wrong. Anyways, the Kings protest was great. And I guess the good Lord was looking after us because it was supposed to be cloudy all day. And when me, my boyfriend, and my lover, who took the streetcar to the Cathedral Park, the clouds actually parted in with
us. Of course they did, because John Fugelsang's next.
92.7 WMDX. Warning, may cause smarter dinner conversations. Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. John Nolan Drive has officially been under construction for two full work weeks now. Remember last week when we told you that at some point they'd have to close it overnight and you would get a heads up? Well, now they have to close it overnight and you're getting a heads up. Next week, the northbound lanes of John Nolan will close at 7 p.m. Crews will be installing storm sewers as part of the years-long construction project. That closure will be Monday night through Thursday night. And another road closure starts on Monday. Packers Avenue will be closed at the railroad tracks. The railroad company is replacing the crossing. There's a detour using North Sherman and Aberg Avenues. That project on Packers Avenue is expected to also take 4 days. The closure starts at 6 o'clock Monday morning, and city staff say it should be open again Thursday by 5 o'clock in the evening. Meanwhile, it's time for our weekly check of prices at the pump. Here's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices fell 6.7 cents over the last week for an average across the state of 261. This is over 28 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and more than 32 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Notably, the national average has fallen below $3 per gallon for the first time since 2020. Officials at GasBuddy say COVID was the primary driver of low prices at that time. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said OPEC Plus deserves much of the credit for the current trend of lower prices. They've steadily raised oil production for much of 2025. Barring any major disruptions, gas prices are likely to stay under $3 for much of the next few months.
The average for a gallon of regular here in Dane County is $2.89. To sign up for our new newsletter, Civic Media Today, just head to our website, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, back down to around freezing. We'll drop to about 32 for a low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and just slightly warmer with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Give us a jingle. What do you got for us, Dick? What do you got for us, Charles?
We have CG on the line.
Mark, what do you got for us?
We have Matt on the phone.
Joe, what do you got for us?
Hi, guys. Great show, as always. Your callers are the spice that makes your stew the most wonderful thing ever.
All right, Joe. Thank you.
Joe, thank you very much for that comment.
We have this round table, and we've got all these great listeners who call us on a regular basis and throw their 2 cents in. This is fantastic stuff. Yeah.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Across the state of Wisconsin, people have concerns, to say the least, about Badger football. Brady Ewing, two-time Big Ten champion and NFL vet, will be here to discuss it at our favorite fall event. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
The truth is, I don't really give a shit about a ballroom at the White House.
Like, if we're being honest, none of us even knew what was in the East Wing until they started knocking it down 3 days ago. But I do think that this serves as a perfect reminder to never listen to what Trump says and instead look at what he does. Because he says, I won't touch the East Wing, but he does demolish the East Wing. Just like he says he supports free speech, but he does punish anyone who tries to use it. Or like he...
Michael Costa, Daily Show, that's comedians right. doing literally the Lord's work. Speaking of which, Christopher, who said, love your neighbor as yourself is a commandment, not an option. It's an order that transcends social boundaries, identities, and comfort levels. Jesus goes out of his way to preach compassion for any outsiders a society has decided it's allowed to hate. Who said that?
Job.
That is a good guess, but no. The literary Job, John Fugel saying, okay. Author of Separation
oh
of Church and Hate. You should.
With Fugel saying, with John Fugel saying.
Oh, hi, good morning, Sir John.
My God, she's actually quoting my book, friends. She's quoting, we're so close to her actually having to read it. I can't believe it.
I'm
this
getting
is as close
to it.
As I've ever got.
I'm getting to it.
I got back on the Times bestseller list just to impress you, lady. Yeah. You have to read it at some point.
Listen, Chris just said how proud he is of you, and I said, take that compliment, because he's never, ever said that to me in 25 years. So listen, I
said it to you a few times.
He said it to you a few times, Stephanie, and so is your parole officer, but go on.
Oh, that's true. But he believes in me despite my... Never mind.
Everybody in my GOP Nazi chat thinks you're fantastic.
Thank you.
Stephanie.
Oh, well, that's very
that.
Nice. Thank you very much. Joel from Wisconsin on Separation of Church and Hate. Folks, we just got our back-ordered copy of Mr. Fugelsang's book. My 23-year-old son was discussing religion with me and was wondering how to talk to his conservative friends about it. This book popped into my head after hearing about it on your show. Now, the two of us are in sort of a book club, passing it back and forth and discussing from a Catholic on hiatus. Joel... Oh, I'm also on hiatus. Okay, is that what it is? It's a hiatus. But that's, isn't that great,
thank you.
John?
That's lovely.
Yes.
That's so nice to hear.
People
thank
are forming
you.
Their own little book and discussion clubs, which as they
we're,
should.
We're doing a we're attempting a tour. We're going to do a show in D.C. at Union Stage. We just played Chicago last week, and I was in Myrtle Beach last weekend. But Union Stage on Wednesday, November 12th, we're going to do a live show that I think is going to be filmed for a pay-per-view, which means you're probably going to be forced to play a promo for it. But yeah, we're going back on the road to promote it, and it's back in the New York Times bestseller list, and I'm just so thrilled to be getting such a higher caliber of death
Listen,
threat, the much more pious level of death threat that I get now than I used to. Now it's death threats in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. I love you, and I'm happy.
I love irony.
I love you, and I'm happy to promote you for free, and I hate Donald Trump, and I'm happy to protest him for free as well. I give and I give.
Yeah, how about the ballroom of the damned, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, if ever there was a picture that is just emblematic of our times, right? I mean, it's gone. It's all gone. The East.
I'm overdosing on metaphor. I mean, first we had, you know, the first metaphor of the year, we had an Elon Musk micropenis truck exploding outside a Trump hotel. And I thought, nope, you're not going to get a better visual metaphor. But then we inaugurated a racist as president on MLK Day. And
yeah.
I'm like, nope, never going to have a bigger metaphor than this. And now tearing down the White House after promising not to touch it, which I think is the same thing he did with the Constitution.
Yes.
So, yeah, let the jokes
Irony's
roll on through.
Throwing up blood out behind the dumpster in an alley somewhere. Yes, this is a reporter. I'm not sure how big Caroline's cross was when she... this exchange, but here we go.
Can the president tear down anything he wants without oversight? Could he demolish this building or, say, the Jefferson Memorial?
Only for vertical construction will a submission be required. And
so it sounds like the answer is yes, he can tear down whatever he wants.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. This was a giant middle finger. It was like, yes, it was a giant try and stop. Who's going to stop me? Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And again, as millions of us, potentially millions, lose our jobs and our health insurance and our savings, we are bulldozing the East Wing so Trump can hold parties for the billionaires who caused all of this. This is like the Great Gatsby. But instead of Gatsby spending his own money to impress one woman, it's Gatsby desperately spending our money to impress freaking anybody because he's so pathetic and thirsty. And I mean, again, like... During a government shutdown, while they're trying to throw 20 million people off Medicaid, he ignored every legal requirement. He bulldozed a piece of American history. And the White House now looks like a trailer with a giant bloated double wide attached when this thing is done. Have you seen the pictures?
Yes, I've seen it.
It's ridiculous. It's never going to get built. It's not going to look like that. It's
going to
be another Trump broken promise.
It is let him eat cake, except we can't afford cake either this time, right?
It's like if the trailer was tiny and the double wide was six times its own size. That's what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
The man's obsessed with size. 20 million people losing health care. Rural hospitals are closing. And this guy's wrecking the White House and installing, like, a chandelier the size of a small moon. I mean, he said he drained the swamp, and now he's renting it out for tacky weddings.
All right, one more. Caroline Levitt.
Let's
The White House commit to releasing all of the donors and how much they're spending and how much of his own money the president is putting on the line to this?
We have released the full list of donors thus far. Perhaps there will be more people who want to generously contribute to this project. And the president, yes, has committed his own resources. And when he releases that information, which I'm very confident he will, you will all see that.
John, does this not make it worse? This is bribery and corruption right out in you know, it's obviously going to be companies that want favors from the government. I mean,
who gave him the money? It's the same. It's Google. It's Meta. It's Elon. It's all of them. It's the same Amazon. It's the same offenders over and over again. And this was going to cost $150 million. By last night, it was up to $300 million. Trump saying that he's going to help pay for it with his money.
Oh,
but coincidentally, the same day, he also says, oh, my DOJ should give me $300 million because they tried to hold me accountable for my crimes. Like, he's literally trying to shake us down for the same amount of money. He's falsely pretending he's going to fork out for the thing.
Which, by the way,
the racists just love it.
Did you notice?
The racists are delighted.
The money for the what the ballroom's going to cost has already gone like to 300 or whatever now. Unbelievable.
Already. Yeah.
So
get used to more. This president contributed more to our deficit than any other president in history, and he's going to top it this time without COVID. He will still manage to top having the highest deficit of any president ever.
Yeah. Speaking of bread and butter issues, except we can't afford bread or butter.
Right.
Or
yes.
cake.
Yes.
At this
but
point.
Let's buy Greenland. Eggs are too expensive.
You said this was interesting. The average age of U.S. homebuyers is now 56, up from 49 last year in 1981. The year trickle-down economics began, it was 31. Boy, I hate that Reagan was better on housing costs and also on tariffs, if you've seen the ad that triggered Trump in the middle of the night.
I mean,
right?
But Reagan was the beginning of all of this. Reagan was the beginning of the end for all of this. The mass transfer of wealth, the trickle-down economics that we've had for 45 years.
Yeah.
And again, Democratic presidents have been a part of it, okay? When they're saying, it's so great for the economy. Well, does Wall Street doing great affect you? If not...
Yeah.
But then that's how trickle-down economics doesn't work. Bill Clinton fought to raise it 3 percentage points. But if we could go back to having, I don't know, Eisenhower level of taxation on the billionaires, you'd see America getting things right like we did in the 50s.
Oh, it's an insane statistic to digest. I'm sitting here looking at Bella at 23, and I'm going, I can't afford a house till I'm 56? I mean, that's nearing retirement age. I mean, that's insane, right?
That's the average age of homeowners right now as well. You know, and middle-class buying power has not been this low since 1968. This is what trickle-down economics has done. The middle class is the top of the bottom. And it shouldn't be this hard to convince our right-wing friends that the billionaires don't care about you. But the billionaires have spent all this money getting our right-wing friends to be terrified about, the people at the border or immigrants or trans kids. Rich people pay Fox people to make working people blame poor people.
Yep.
That's the racket, and that's how our conservative friends keep getting suckered.
So you said J.D. Vance isn't like the school bully. He's like the school bully's flunky sidekick who cheers on the bully when he beats up the poor kid. If this was Little Rascals, Trump would be Butch and J.D. would be Woim.
Yes, I go for the millennials, so that's why I go for the Arcane references.
Yeah.
That's this really cloying thing I do. But yeah, J.D. Vance, he's like the side effect. He's like every side effect of Ambien happening at once. You know what I mean? J.D. Vance is like the fusion of every evil kid that vanished on the Wonka Factory Christmas tour, and they all went into J.D. I'm never going to get tired of this guy. And when President Man Baby leaves and Vice President Baby Man becomes president, there will never be a greater entertaining show than watching J.D. Vance try to make MAGA like him as much. Watching J.D. Vance lose control of MAGA might be worth all of it. Not quite, but almost worth all of this, because the guy has no riz, as the lame white people like to say.
Oh, now he's speaking your language. Oh, yeah. Speaking of more current references, you said John Fetterman is so disappointing, people are calling him the Rise of Skywalker. Oh,
yeah, I've had it. I'm sorry, man. I fought for that guy. No, I fought for Rise of Skywalker, and I just got better things to do.
What is happening when Marjorie Taylor Greene has the courage to say things that he doesn't say? I don't know what's happening.
Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene is telling the... But Marge Greene, and I was talking about this on MS the other night, she's telling the truth, but it's only out of craven self-interest. I mean, we're hailing her for being a truth teller, but the reality is, no, she's smart enough, I guess, to open her mouth and say, hey, this budget is going to decimate red states with what you're doing to Obamacare.
Yeah.
To say nothing of 20 million, up to 20 million poor and low-income and disabled people thrown off Medicaid. So Marge isn't saying this because she's suddenly a good person. She's saying this because she only cares about keeping her job, because she realizes what Republicans are doing. And maybe, just maybe, Republicans aren't so dumb that you can set them on fire and blame it on the immigrants.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, hey, Chris, being president,
all right.
Who said he's going to get a third term? Trump is going to be president in 28, and people just ought to get accommodated with that. Who said that?
Steve Bannon.
Oh, you're not supposed to guess. Yeah, Steve,
Steve's going to get a third liver in 2028.
I have one last one, just because we're in the most ridiculous timeline ever. Who said, now I'm bringing prices down 600%, 700%, 900%, 200%?
Mr. Whipple.
What? No, Dementia Don. Someone said it's like he's reading The Onion without realizing it's satire.
That's funny.
It's all made up numbers, John. It just makes up a new number. I've gotten $20 trillion in investments.
Yes. Because he knows the mainstream media will let him get away with this.
Yeah.
He's allowed to do it. He's got the mainstream media that lets him. And when he lies, they'll call it a falsehood or a prevarication or a whopper, because they're too scared to call him a freaking liar.
Yeah.
A white trash, bloated, covered in way too much tragic drag queen makeup lie. Do it.
John Carls actually said the word lie the other day to him, thank God. What did he melt down at Caitlin Collins about yesterday? Like, that's just, you're right, that's his play every time. Who are you with? Who are you with? Fake news, you're fake news, you're third rate buddy. It's like, you know.
And it'll berate them. And again, the media's allowed him to do this. The media has found this all acceptable, and they let him lie. With last weekend, after the No Kings protest, with his little video with the poop plane. I know, right? It's like 6 days ago. Who could remember that long in the past? None of the media on Sunday morning talked about President Poop Plane. They said he released an AI video that was satirizing. They can't come out and talk about what this guy's doing, that he's literally dumping feces on Americans while wearing a crown. Oh, and by the way, it turns out he needs a mask to breathe. That was the most biographical video Trump has ever put out.
And they all said, something that appears to be a brown sort of substance. Oh, come on! Just say it. You're right. Like, we're suffering from people just not being able to say the unvarnished truth anymore, right?
Yes. I mean, the same with Mike Johnson refusing to swear in Representative Grijalva because he's protecting child rape.
Yeah.
That's it. And the media can't come out and say he's protecting child rape. Mike Johnson, America's creepiest youth pastor. That's his game. That's what he's doing.
Yep.
And the shutdown's happening because Trump wants it. I was on CNN the other night with Dan what's his face with Congressman Crenshaw. And they're all just like, the Democrats shut down, the Democrats shut down. And I was like, we're doing constituent work. And I'm like, well, it's great to have you here in New York City, Congressman Crenshaw, doing your constituent. Well, I mean, give me a break.
Yeah.
Republicans aren't out holding town halls.
Yeah.
They have shown up to work, 12 of the last 80 days?
Yeah.
Mike Johnson's not letting them come to work. He doesn't want them to come to work because Trump doesn't want the shutdown to stop.
Right.
And what's going to happen next week when more and more families start to not be able to feed themselves? We've reached that point now. So if this doesn't stop over the weekend.
By the way,
they really want people eating their pets across the board.
Michael Wolff just said, in all the many hours of conversation I had with Jeffrey Epstein, which, by the way, is on tape. A lot of this is on tape for all the White House immediately going to call him a liar. He emphasized the closeness of his relationship to Donald Trump, basically from the late 80s to 2004. They were entirely involved in each other's lives, in their social lives, their business lives, their sexual lives. We are the same person, Epstein said to me. I know the secrets. Again, yeah. This is on tape. You know, Virginia Giuffre's book is out, John, and, you know, apparently she has the list, and they're saying that, you know, I mean, I do think this is going to all come out, you know, the dam is going to break.
I don't think it'll ever come out. The fact that Jeffrey Epstein...
You
was able...
are my buzzkill. I don't need you and Chris on the same show. Buzzkill.
But hang on a second. Hear me out. The fact that Jeffrey Epstein was able to, like, leave jail and go to his office every day will tell you that he has got dirt on powerful people beyond the grave. They won't want this to come out. And everything, well, Joe Biden never released it. Well, Joe Biden never promised to release it, you racist twit. Donald Trump campaigned on releasing this. And you don't release the transcripts of a trial when the defendant dies. The trial just goes away. But Manbaby couldn't keep his mouth shut and kept promising to release it. Yeah. So that's why this is in play. I don't see how they can release it because it's so many donors of both parties, but I'm so proud to see the Democrats are willing to burn the House down, and that's all it needs to be. Democrats are the party that wants to expose child rape, and Republicans are the ones that don't. I can live on that message alone through next November.
Okay, where was I? I was going to interject something.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm as furious at child rape.
No.
Yes, aren't we all? Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the point. I'm sorry, I lost my point.
Sorry, right. I should have had better jokes about child rape. I apologize.
All right, no worries. All right, form your own book club.
Yes.
Like our listeners did about separation of church and hate. Do it.
Oh, on that awkward note, I'm going to leave now that it's all weird. but thank you. But look, I just, do you think it's going to stop, Steph? Do you think the shutdown's going to end?
I don't know. I have no clue. Yeah, I have no clue at this point. It is obviously all about the Epstein files at this point. So
yeah.
All right, love you, John. See you next week. And by
love
the way,
back.
Zerlina Maxwell will join us on
Tuesday. Yes.
Coming up. Since speaking of our little SiriusXM progressive family, we love you, John.
Peace. Take care.
50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth Jammies Blankies, so soft. That's me, in breathable jammies.
Is it?
Sheets.
Okay.
Yes. Let's talk about the bamboo stretch knit pajamas. OMG, I just love. Oh, someone offered me pajamas the other day. They said, do you want some? And I'm like, I can't. I'm just warning you, cannot go back. Once you wear Cozy Earth pajamas, they're so soft.
Yeah.
So temperature regulating. They're just insanely soft, so lightweight, so amazing for every season, by the way. And the bubble cuddle blanket, and they have a double cuddle blanket now. Oh my god,
is that legal?
Yes, it's so plush textured faux fur, not just stunning nap inducing. Cozy Earth backs everything. 100 night sleep trial, 10-year warranty on blankets, lifetime guarantee on apparel. Go now, cozyearth.com. Type in the code Stephanie. If you get that survey at the end, say you heard about the Cozy Earth from the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It's Friday night. I'm gonna get drunk. I'm gonna get laid. I'm gonna be late on Monday.
The proceeding was brought to you by Zepa. With over 500,000 sold, Zepa is the only FDA-approved mouthpiece that has a 91% success rate in silencing snoring. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and save over 24% off with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Save over 24% off by going to Zepa.com and using the code Stephanie today.
Taxes may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV. TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry. You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Looking to grow a career? David J. Frank Landscaping is hiring. Enjoy competitive wages, opportunities for professional growth, and a supportive team environment. No experience necessary. Yes, David J. Frank provides paid training. Enjoy the benefits of working at one of the top green industry companies in the country. If you're just looking to make some money on the side, David J. Frank is also hiring for snow removal. Call 608-283-9276 or visit davidjfrank.com/jobs and see if this is the team for you.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Diane in Spencer, Iowa. Hi, Diane. Welcome.
Hi. Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yep. Absolutely.
Okay. First time caller, long time listener, sustaining member.
Oh, yay.
And
thank you.
I'm just calling to let you know that the guy calling about the soybeans, he was not MAGA. He's just trying to make the point that Trump's policies aren't working because they're only making 5 cents more a bushel after 45 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm in a very rural, small community. My impression is that they are quietly quitting. They're not very vocal about the farmers and everybody around here, but you don't see any support of it. For the No Kings rally, I went to one in the county north of me and one in the county south of me. And then every week in my county, we meet on Saturdays, 11 to 12,
and
to protest.
Yeah, I mean, Diane, I think when you see those maps and everything's red, it leaves out there are a lot. I mean, look at the size of the rallies, not just in Iowa and Idaho. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people, and not necessarily blue people,
right,
but people like Diane just said that are not down with all this. I get it. We should be gentle with those people. People like to admit they were wrong. Just be like, welcome back. And what's the big furry character that hugs you? What's that?
Barney?
The big furry character from Monsters, Inc. that hugs you.
Oh, Sully.
Yeah. We'll give them a Sully hug.
Aww.
Okay, who said...
Sully gives good hugs.
Oh, now I don't have time for a guess the quote. Okay. It's too long.
Mike Wazowski.
No!
Oh.
Oh, thank God. Thank God it's Friday. Okay. You know why? Because it's time for the blackest hour in radio.
Uh-huh.
It's time for my backup and my blackup. Fridays with Frangela next.
Ninety 92.7 WMDX, almost as addictive as your group chat.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Monday morning, we'll talk to Sharon Bowie. He'll tell us about a celebration of transformation.
And building permit for the John and Gordy Big Balls Room is off.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
You want to vote for a governor. You do have many to choose from who have served in the assembly. Or you can choose the one of us candidate. Hi, I'm Ryan Sternad. I work for a living. Sure, I don't have elected experience, but I do have working class experience. Won't you want your governor to know what it's like to be in your shoes and to govern that way? For more, go to RyanSternadForGovernor.com.
Paid for by Ryan Sternad for Governor.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The military has now conducted its 10th strike on a suspected drug-running boat. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announcing that today. At least six people were killed. Rate of inflation up over the past month. Consumer price index showing we're all shelling out more for a lot of things.
Day to day, we're paying more for a lot of the basics. And that's what this report shows us. Inflation now up 3% year over year, well above the Fed's target of 2%. Where did we see a rise? Gas prices. Big problem here, up 4%, the highest contributor to inflation last month. Food, rent, airfare, furniture, all of those prices moved up last month.
ABC's Alexis Christophorus. Trade negotiations with Canada abruptly halted overnight. President Trump announcing that on social media. The president angry over an ad put out by the Ontario government using the words of Ronald Reagan, who was speaking out against tariffs in an address.